This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Oh, awesome.
We're going to work every angle. We're hungry, Gary. Yes. We're hungry. And we're going to be in the lobby, if anything.
I love it.
And even during this, I wanted Darwin, you know, he's a big, the reason why we had synergy in this podcast is because he's grown on your content. We have some of the same values in long game, and it's a grind. And sometimes it's not on your timeline. It's how it works. But you got to knock on the door. You got to go there. You got to make the moves and the preparation.
You got to get comfortable with, you know, no and losses and L's and steps back. But to your point, you've got to find a framework that allows you to not be fearful to try.
Right.
That's one thing I think we're pretty good at, is just blocking out the negativity and just going full throttle.
Well, you guys, by virtue of just having each other, you're already good.
Awesome. Boom. Yes. Boom. Facts. It's the network around you.
Finding that one positive, optimistic, but practical friend and going into cocoon and battle with them is a blessing.
Yes.
Right.
Amazing. Gary, let me ask you this question real quick. Thank you once again for the opportunity. I'm very humbled. This is one of my dreams, to just be able to talk to you. You know, you seem to have an eye to catch on things early, right? You started your YouTube channel with the Wine Library way before YouTube was a big thing, right? You call TikTok. I remember even before the pandemic, you were like, TikTok, get on it, right? So I'm seeing that and I'm catching on to that, right? So my thing is, with Web3 being so new and being the future of technology and blockchain, how do you think content's gonna be made off of Web3? You think there's going to be a competitor for YouTube, and especially with all the censorship that's going on?
Decentralization.
Where do you think that's going to go as far as content and YouTube being some competitor kind of deal?
Yes, I do think so, but I think it'll take time.
Mm-hmm. We're very early.
Yeah, it's early.
We see Joe Rogan getting off. We see, you know, Trump was silenced, whether you believe in him or not. Is there going to be a decentralized network of information?
Of course not, because governments are not decentralized.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That is a big one.
And it'll be interesting how the space evolves through that.
Yeah, of course. Like, China already has its own blockchain. Russia doesn't play around. America does its own version of it. It's humanity. Like, people, and you know what's so crazy? Left, right, blue, red, religion this, religion that, politics this. Like, you know what you find out? Like, almost everybody in the world has good intent. They just see it different. Like, people have decided different is bad. As if, as if everybody in Israel and everybody in Lebanon are bad. And it's not true. As if Republicans and Democrats are all good or all bad. It's stupid. Right. You know, it's why I've been using the purple cart so much now in my content. I don't know if you've noticed this. I'm coming, DD. Let me just wrap this up. Like, in a world where everybody in America wants to be red or blue, everybody's purple.
Right.
There's not one fucking American who actually fully believes everything Republicans think and fully, and if they're like listening right now, like, yeah, I do. I'm like, because you decided to change your mind in the last 8 years because there's a lot of heat.
Right.
You've changed your mind on some shit to be aligned with the team you decided.
Right.
But in real life, everyone's purple.
Facts. Yeah, I totally believe in that.
Yeah.
Last question, Gary, to kind of wrap it up and change. You know, as I look to help my, you know, my casinos and my, some of them are brick and mortar. And if in the metaverse, all of a sudden you can go compliance, gamble on the metaverse, does it kill the brick and mortars that don't have amenities? And how do they get ahead of the Web3?
It becomes a game of and just like my dad's liquor store got ahead of everybody in Web1 because I went on the internet, went all in. The answer is to get all in.
Get all in.
Yeah. But the metaverse is a few minutes away. We got to wait for that.
Sure. Well, we barely...
That's VR.
In this business, it's been a broker business. When I bought games from the MGM, we got a spreadsheet from the MGM saying these are the games. Now we got a digital marketplace finally in our industry. Our industry's been very non-advanced when it comes to technical. Like, they haven't grown. They're always behind. We've had eBay forever. Why haven't we had a digital marketplace to sell slot machines? So how does Web3 and how can I bridge that gap for those clients? And I think I'm already doing it by being at VCon, finding access like you, long game, education.
I gotta go. But the answer is education, which will lead to the insight, which will lead to the starting of you innovating. No different than your internship opened your eyes into a world you had no idea about. You learned. You saw the arbitrage of, well, they're not going with those people. I'm ready. I'm now ready. I'm going to go. Like, it's all the same shit.
Right.
I got to go. Jeez.
Later, Gary.
Thank you.